你怎么翻开哥林多后书第二章
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 2。
新约圣经哥林多后书第二章第一节。
New Testament 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 1。
我自己定了主意，再到你们那里去，必须大家没有忧愁。
But I determined this for my own sake, that I would not come to you in sorrow again。
然后十四节到十七节。
Verses 14 to 17. But thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and manifests through us the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
在这等人就做了死的香气叫他死，在那等人就做了活的香气叫他活，这事谁能当得起呢？
To one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life, and who is adequate for these things?
我们不像那许多人为利混乱神的道，乃是由于诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
For we are not like many peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God, we speak in Christ in sight of God.
我们再一起祷告。
It's our word of prayer.
父，我们无依无靠的来到你的面前。
Lord, we come before you in full dependence.
但愿你再次借着圣灵，把你儿子的心意。
Once again, by your Spirit, may you reveal the beauty and the glory of the Lord.
And
may the glory of the Lord cause us to put down all that we have and to run after Him. May you watch over the following time and pray this in your name.
Amen.我们说到哥林多后书是一卷书，讲到保罗他在神面前多年的属灵的经历。
We have said that the Corinthians are a series of books where Paul writes about his experience throughout the years.
他在前书的时候，就在哥林多教会所犯的错呢，这个有严厉的指责。
And in 1 Corinthians, because of the sins committed by the church, he had a strong judgment.
因为他们是肉体。
Because they follow the flesh.
那么在后书的时候呢，他就想要借着他在神面前的学习，让我们看见怎么样来走属灵的道路。
And in 2 Corinthians, through his own spiritual experiences, he wants to teach about how to walk this way.
那么他的心意呢，就是我们所求的，就是要你们在神面前做完全人。
And his desire is that we before God may be made complete, made perfect.
这不但是使徒他自己的心意，他后面凭着神的感动，他还这也是神的命令，你们要做完全人。
And this is not only his desire, but in the latter part of 2 Corinthians, you write that this is also a command from God to be made complete.
主也说你们要完全像你们父完全一样。
And the Lord had also said that we are to be perfect as the Father is perfect.
那么在走这条属天的路的时候，神的心意就是要我们离开进步到底的开端，能够进到完全的地步。
And so as we walk in this heavenly way, the desire of the Lord is for us to enter into this perfection.
那么在走这条属天完全的道路的时候
，And so as we walk in this heavenly way towards perfection,
一面神借着许多苦难来磨练我们，来炼净我们。
Through many sufferings, the Lord shapes us.
一面让我们看见神是一位信实的神，我们纵然失信，他仍然是可信。
And we also see that God is faithful, even when we are unfaithful, He is faithful.
他定了心意，有一天我们必定要被磨成神儿子的样子。
And He has established in His will that one day we will be conformed to the image of His Son.
但在走这条路的时候呢，有很多事情我们需要面对的。
But on this way, there are many things we must face.
首先需要面对的就是我们这个老我，我们的灵的罪。
We need to face our old selves, the sinful selves.
那么在前书的时候呢，他说到，哥林多教会呢，他们 有结党纷争，他们有犯淫乱，他们弟兄彼此告状。
And in 1 Corinthians, he wrote that the Corinthian church faced many issues with jealousy and strife, with sexual immorality, with people suing each other.
那么其中一个最严重的问题就是他们中间有淫乱。
But the most severe issue was the sexual immorality.
那么就是有一个弟兄，他娶了他的继母。
Because there was a brother who had his father's wife.
这件事情在神的眼中看是非常非常严重的事情。
And this was extremely significant and wicked before God.
所以保罗说了许多非常重的话。
And so Paul used very severe words.
因为他知道这个罪如果对付的话呢，他们不能够往前去。
Because he knows that if this sin is not dealt with, then there's no way for them to move forward.
如果他们不面对、不处理这件事情。教会停止，它不能够走在完全的道路上。
Because if this sin is not dealt with, then the church cannot continue on its path for its perfection.
所以我们很快的看一下这件事情到底怎么回事。
And so I want to look at what exactly was this issue.
那这个娶了他继母的这个弟兄。
And so this brother who had his father's wife.
他犯了罪。
He committed a sin.
那么好像他里头没什么感觉。
But it seems that he had no feeling about it.
那么保罗不但是说他犯了罪，这个保罗称他为恶人、evil one， 一个邪恶的人。
But Paul regarded this person as an evil person, a wicked person.
我们经常说我们犯罪啊，基督徒都会犯罪啊，犯罪的话，但是不至于到邪恶、evil、wicked 的这个地步。
And so we may sin, but we don't often associate with entering, becoming this wicked or evil person.
那么这个罪确实是他犯了淫乱，他得罪自己的身体，这个身体是神的殿，这个殿是基督的身体，是神的家，啊，他得罪了他自己的身体，得罪了主，得罪了神的家。
And so the sexual immorality, this brother had sinned against his own body. Which is the temple of God, and he also sinned against the body of Christ, which is his church.
那么保罗这么严厉的话说他呢，很可能他为了这件事情，他也找了很多的借口，这是旧约的事，不是新约的事。
And with such harsh words from Paul, it's implied that this person may have done many different things to prevent himself from being accused.
他可能在教会当中有地位，他有名声，他有很多人脉，所以人也不想太得罪他。
Perhaps he had a position in the church, or he had this popularity amongst him, or even his wealth.
我在印象当中，这是唯一一次我保罗称一个弟兄是一个邪恶的人。
From my recollection, this is the only time I've seen Paul ever regard a fellow brother as an evil person.
那么教会呢?
And then the church.
教会呢不但不哀伤,
And the church was not only not dwelling on this issue.
对这件事情没有什么感觉。
They also had no feeling about it at all.
我们说他们是自高自大。
And Paul says that they were arrogant and puffed up.
他们大概觉得自己比别人都了不起，自己比谁都懂得多。所以这些事情在我们看不是什么一件大不了的事。
And the Corinthian church thought they were better than others, and that this was no big deal.
他们甚至呢，他们呢还自夸。
They were even boasting about this.
那你们这自夸是不好的，岂不是一点面叫能使全团发起来？
And Paul calls them out for their boasting. That how could they operate in such a way?
他有人说，我看一个人看到我们多么有包容，多么有。忍耐啊，这么愿意接纳这么一个犯罪的弟兄。
And so the Corinthian church may say that they have this brotherly love. See how they are able to cover each other's sins.
所以呢，保罗呢在这里呢不得不啊用一个非常严厉的话来说。
And so Paul here uses very harsh words to speak about this issue.
他说借着就是主耶稣基督所赐给他的全能、他的权柄的命，他已经审判了这个弟兄。
That through the authority granted him through the Lord, that he has already judged this issue.
要把他交给撒旦呢，败坏了他的身体，好叫他的灵魂在主耶稣基督的日子呢可以得救。
And yes, this person has been handed over. His flesh has been handed over to Satan so that his spirit may be redeemed.
他同时要教会也施行审判，要把这恶人从中间赶出去啊。
And he also calls for the church to expel this person from their midst.
因为他说了这是一个念教。
念教。
念教的
哦，这个叫 London， OK。
那么也许人家说这是他们家自己家的事情。
Perhaps one may say that this is something that's happening within that person's home.
不理也就不理了。
If we don't take care of it, if we don't pay attention to it, then we don't pay attention.
这个东西他说是这个教啊，会不会让全团发起来？
But he says that this is a leaven which will leaven up the whole lump.
那么这更多教会表示到外面有很多的问题，结党纷争的那个彼此告状的。
And so there may be other issues like envy and strife, or even brothers suing each other.
他们的那个他们里面呢还有很多其他的问题。
And there are other also a whole lot of other issues amongst them.
那么这比如说到哥林多后书第十二章啊，第那个二十一节的时候啊。
For example, in 2 Corinthians 12, verse 21.
他说呢，在后半部分又有许多人从前犯罪，行奸淫，污秽奸淫，实际上是不肯悔改，我就忧愁。
He says in the second half, and I may mourn over many of those who have sinned in the past and not repented of the impurity, immorality, and sensuality which they have practiced. So in international men, there are still a whole lot of issues.
If this thing is not dealt with,
and so if these old cells continue to arise up, then the condition of the church is will be terrible. So he is very harsh, severe on the condition, and harshly rebukes them.
感谢主呢，他的话呢，教会听进去
了。But thank the Lord that the Corinthian church listened to the words of Paul.
教会悔改了。
And the church repented.
教会责罚这个弟兄。
And he and they admonish his brother.
那么可能在公众面前指出他的错来。
And perhaps they accused him before the congregation.
可能就像保罗所教导的，把他赶出去。
And they may have obeyed Paul's command and expelled his brother.
那么这个弟兄呢，也是也悔改了。
And this brother also repented.
那么这里面非常的忧愁。
And because he was very sorrowful.
所以到了后书的时候呢，保罗说啊，他既然他悔改了。
And so in the latter half, Paul says, since this brother repented,
既然他知道自己错了，
since he knows that he is wrong,
那么他受了重的责罚够了，不如赦免他，安慰他。
So now we need to forgive him and encourage him.
那个免得他如此太过，这是成人的。
Otherwise, he would be beyond sorrowful and unable to be changed.
保罗呢，继续教导他们，这时候呢，要用坚定不移的爱心把他挽回过来。
And so Paul tells them that they need to love him and bring his brother back into the fold.
那他说呢，免得撒旦趁着机会胜过我。
Because otherwise, Satan may try to take advantage.
那保罗说这里就知道了，这不仅仅是一个个人的犯罪的问题。
Because he knows that this is not just a matter of individual sin.
不仅仅是这那个教会，他是不是知道怎么样处理这个错事
？And it's not just a matter whether the church knows how to handle this issue.
他知道这是一场属灵的征战。
He knows that this is a spiritual battle.
那么他非常了解仇敌的诡计。
He knows the schemes of the enemy.
这一件事，在人看来是肉体，是个人的犯罪。
On its exterior, it seems that this is a fleshly issue.
其实仇敌在那里要塞我们，在吞吃我们。
But Satan there wants to sift us, wants to attack us.
因为这个时候我们呢，并非不晓得他的诡计。
Because we should not be unaware of his scheme.
所以他们所面对的是一场属灵的征战。
And so this is a spiritual battle that they are facing.
感谢神啊，靠主的恩典，他们得胜了。
But thanks be to God that He has led them to triumph.
保罗得胜了。
Paul has emerged victorious.
教会得胜了。
And the church has also emerged victorious.
这个犯罪的弟兄也得胜。
And this brother has also emerged victorious.
所以他说呢，感谢神呢，常率领我们在基督里夸胜。
And so it says, thanks be to God who always leads us to triumph in Christ.
那么我们在地上啊，天天遇见属灵的征战。
And today on earth, every day we face a spiritual battle.
那么神要在我们中间得着的，在我们身上得着的呢，就是过一个得胜的生活。
And what God desires for us is to live an overcoming life.
在各事上都能够得胜，胜过仇敌，胜过撒旦。
In all things that we may be able to overcome、the enemy, overcome Satan.
所以他在那个启示录七节教会里面，他呼召得胜者。
And so in、the seven churches in Revelation, he calls out to the overcomers.
那不但是在那个光景非常好的士美拿教会，非拉提宾教会，他呼召得胜者。
And no matter if it's Smyrna or Philadelphia, they call out, he calls out to the overcomers. Or even to Ephesus, who left their first love, or to the Laodiceans, who are lukewarm, he calls them to be overcomers. Or even to the other churches where Satan has, seems to have dominion or they have left, that they are to be overcomers as well. And this is, so this is a calling from the Lord through the ages. He wants us to live an overcoming life.
那我们怎么能得胜呢？
So how do we become overcomers?
他说呢，是神赐给我们得胜。
It says it is God Himself who leads us in triumph.
神不是要我们的那个把一个担子加给我们去打仗啊。
It's not that God gives us bullets and calls us to go out to war.
你要去打赢，打不赢不要怪罪我。
It's not that He sends us out and says fight and if you don't win, don't come back.
不，他是亲自率领我们。
No, but it is God Himself who leads us in this battle.
当以色列人他们要攻打耶利哥的时候，
when the Israelites were attacking Jericho,
耶稣亚看见什么使者在那前面有不时动的拔出来的刀。
Joshua saw that there was someone with this sword.
那他又说：“你是来帮助我们的，还是来帮助我们敌人的呢？”
And so he says, "Are you here to help us or to help the enemy?"
他说：“不是。”
He says, "No."
什么是不是的呢？
不是。
但是他说：“我既不是帮助你们的仇敌，也不是来帮助你们。”
So I'm not helping the enemy nor you.
我是来做耶和华军队的元帅。
I am here to be the captain of the host of the Lord. I am not there to just give you aid to help you fight. But it is the priest who is leaning forward.And then it's the trumpets, and not only after does the army of the Lord follow. It is the Lord Himself who is leading this army. Only when the Lord is personally the leading His people, then can we triumph. So how does He lead us? He leads us in Christ.
去打仗固然是神在那里率领，但是后面的军兵都必须要有一些锻炼，也有一些装备，对不对
？So even though it is God who is leading the fight, yet the people who follow also need to be prepared.
当耶利哥城倒的时候，这些军兵上去要还是在面对征战。
Now when the walls fell down, the people still needed to charge in.
那军这些军兵都必须有训练，有武器，有能力的。
And so these people in the army needed equipment, needed preparation. And so, if we were to enter into triumph outside of God leading, God is also leading us in Christ. Everything that we need to prepare for this fight is in Christ. It is power in the Lord that allowed Paul to be able to judge this great sin. It is Christ who gave Paul this wisdom so that he knows how to instruct the church.
It is 神在基督里面所赐下的谦卑悔改 让这些教会，让这些弟兄知道自己错了，需要悔改。
It is also this repentance and mercy from God that allows this church to come back.
一切真正所需要的努力，所需要的装备，神都在耶稣基督里面赐给我。
So everything that we need to fight this fight, God has prepared for us in Christ.
因为他是在耶稣基督里头，神一切本气的丰盛都在耶稣基督里面藏着。
Because all the spiritual abundance God has bestowed to us is in Christ.
我们也在他里面得到丰盛。
And we also have received this abundance in Him.
那么是神在基督里面所赐的这一切，让我们能够在打仗的时候知道怎么样出入征战。
And so with this, in this fight, then we will know how to triumph.
保罗他在写这封信的时候呢，他不是仅仅这么样子的隐喻说话。
And Paul, when writing this, he did not solely speak with such harshness.
他写这封信的时候，他是心里难过，多多的痛苦，多多的流泪，一边写流泪，一边写这封信。
He himself was very sorrowful when writing this epistle, that he had many tears.
是神在耶稣基督里面那个怜悯的心肠摆在保罗里头，在祷告中，在流泪当中写这封信。
And it was the forgiveness that he found in Christ that filled Paul when he was writing this epistle.
所以写的这封信有能力，有果效，能听进去。
And that is why this epistle has such power that man would be able to receive and change.
那这书呢，中文翻成呀，常常率领我们哈。其实呢，你看英文的话呢。Always, 应该更好的翻译成神总是在基督里。
And the Chinese translation translates as often leading us in triumph, but English is always leading us in triumph.
没有一件征战我们可以靠着自己得胜。
There's not a single fight where we can rely on ourselves.
有些事情是非常大的事情。
Especially for great matters.
我们面对苦难，面对这个仇敌的试探，面对肉体的那个什么。
Especially during certain trials or battles, we need the Lord to lead us in triumph.
每天做很小的事情，每天生活、每天说话、做事，很小的事情也离不开神带领我们在基督里夸胜。
Even in small matters, even just simple conversations, we need God to lead us in triumph.
总是我们得胜，总是神带领我们在基督里头夸胜。
God is always leading us in triumph in Christ.
那同时呢，借着我们在各处显扬，那也认识基督而有香气。
And He is also revealing this fragrance of Christ.
他要他的百姓身上能够散发出一种香气来。
He wants us to be able to spread this fragrant aroma.
他要人看见基督徒，跟基督徒来往，他的儿女来往的时候。就闻到一股香气。
He wants people when interacting with believers to be able to smell this aroma.
那个香气会吸引人，会带领人。
And this fragrance will bring people.
那么，这香气要发出来呢，首先呢，必须要获得这个生活，对不对？
But in order for this fragrance to be shared, there needs to be an overcoming life.
当人来到哥林多教会的时候。
When people saw the Corinthians,
他们看见他们结党纷争，看见他们弟兄告状，他们甚至有人犯淫乱。
They saw the envy and strife. They saw the brothers suing each other. They saw the sexual immorality.
那么人闻到的是什么呢？
And so what did they smell?
人闻到的是那个肉体当中那个难闻的味道。
They smelled the stinkiness of flesh.
无论当他们得胜了
and because they were not overcomers.
他们教会悔改了，弟兄悔改了。
But after the brothers repented,
那么他们在把他挽回过来的时候，
when they were brought back,
那么他们自然的时候就发出一股香气，他说哇，基督徒不一样啊，神教会不一样。
Then they exuded this fragrance where people would say, wow, this is something different about God's people.
而且他说在各处显扬。
And he also says to,spread them in every place.
这个香气不仅仅在我们教会聚会当中的时候，我们闻到香气。
This is not just a sweet aroma we smell at church.
在我们工作的场合，人家闻到这个香气。
even in our workplace, people are dishonest. Or at school amongst our classmates, or amongst our close friends. God wants us to spread the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. And how does the sweet aroma come? How do we have the sweet aroma? It is the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him. We cannot exude this fragrance ourselves. Because we cannot overcome by ourselves. The reason is because we do not know Christ and all the abundance in Him. We don't know that God has already given us His heavenly wisdom in Christ. So that we can do things. We don't know this sense of justice that God has already given to us. And so we would sin and offend God. We don't know all the fullness that God has given to us in Christ. And so we live very poorly in this lifetime. But when we know the Lord, when we see all the fullness and how abundant His
is,
and all this abundance is to be given to us, and then when we see more of this and we know more of this, oftentimes we don't receive such things because we
don't
see it. But when our eyes are open and we can see how abundant is Christ, then naturally we'll reach out our hands and say to the Lord, Lord, we want your compassion, we want your wisdom, we want your power, all these things. So we need to know more of Christ. The more we know of Christ, the more we'll be able to exude the sweet aroma. And today, if we know someone who really loves the Lord, what is the greatest compliment we can give? This is someone who knows God. There is no better compliment than to call someone who knows the Lord. Because knowing the Lord encompasses all things. And in English translation, there's an added layer when it says this knowledge of
Christ. Christ's knowledge.
It is also to say it is Christ's knowledge, it's His.
知识是神要我们得的。
Knowledge is something that God wants us to have.
圣经上很多时候都说到我们今天常常会忽略知识。
Oftentimes we may overlook knowledge.
这是神在和西阿书的指责来神的百姓说，因为你们弃掉知识，所以我也弃掉你。
And God has said also in Hosea that because you have forsaken knowledge, I've forsaken you. Because we lack this knowledge, we often act foolishly. God wants us to have knowledge. And this is a knowledge about Christ. It is knowledge in Christ. It is Christ's knowledge given to us. And when we have the spiritual knowledge, we see that this is what He is doing and what He wants. Then we know how to overcome. Then we know how to exude the sweet aroma of Christ. This aroma comes out because we know Christ.
He
It says, for we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing.
那么在这等人就做了死的香气叫他死，在那等人就做了活的香气叫他活。
To the one an aroma from death to death, to the other an aroma from life to life.
那么什么是这个香气呢？
And so what is this fragrance?
我们是走到人面前闻到那个香气。
Is it that we pass by someone and they smell
it? 这到底他指香气是指的什么呢？
So what is this fragrance that he's speaking of?
他说这香气呢，有死的香气，也有活的香气。
He says, so there is this fragrance of death and also this fragrance of life.
死呢会带来香气。
And so death brings about a fragrance.
我们的那个经历里头啊，没有死的东西，它会发出香气来的。
And in our experience, there's nothing that is dead that exudes a sweet sense, a sweet smell.
上个礼拜有一个那个松鼠跑到我们那个婴儿房去，死在里头。
So last week there was a squirrel that ran into our house and died there.
甚至也开始烂啊。
And the body was decomposing.
那个弟兄们进去说一股臭味啊。
And so when a brother entered, he said there was a stinky smell.
受不了，又消毒水，又放弄半天把它才能清干净。
And he used alcohol and many other cleaning products to get rid of the smell.
当主耶稣基督他来到这个伯大尼。
And when our Lord Jesus went to Bethany.
那时候拉撒路已经死了。
Lazarus has already passed.
那么他跟着马大、玛利亚到了坟墓前。
And he went to with them before the Lord went with Mary and Martha.
那么他们的祖父吩咐说呢，把石头挪开。
And the Lord called him to move the stone.
马大怎么说？
What did Martha say?
他说主啊，他已经死了四天了，一定臭啊。
Martha said that Lazarus already died for 4 days and must smell.
那个在我们的经历里头，死亡是臭的。
And so in our experience, there's a stench about death.
但是这是物质上的臭味。
But this is a physical smell.
但是没有臭味，臭气会比我们的肉体发出的臭来的更臭。
And there's nothing more smelly than our physical flesh.
当人的肉体出来的时候，
when man's flesh comes out,
人要到眼鼻而过哈，捏着鼻子过去哈，因为受不了这人的肉体发出来的时候，他所说的话所做的事情。
That is so smells so bad that you have to cover your nose.
所以呢，他说这个肉体起码死。
And so there needs to be, there's a death to this flesh.
当他死的时候，
but when it dies,
那么他自然就会发出香气了。
Then there's a new fragrance.
在我们里面有一个是属天的生命。
Because there's a heavenly life now.
那么这个生命呢是被肉体所紧紧捆绑住的。
And this heavenly life was obstructed by this flesh.
如果你若不死，那里面就不能生。
And so if you do not die, then you cannot live.
你这个肉体不死的话，里面的这个香气出不来。
If the fleshly life does not die, then this fragrance cannot come out.
所以死，那它就是死是一个香气。
And so that's why he says that the death has an aroma.
当我们看见一个弟兄或一个姊妹，
when we see a brother or a sister.
他为了主的缘故，
when for the Lord's sake,
放下了自己，
he puts himself down,
不再坚持一些事情，
and he does not continue on something anymore.
虽然曾经在真的面红耳赤，真的我们真的很真实的很厉害，但是为了主的缘故，他放下自己。
And he may have been in much conflict, but for the Lord's sake, he puts on himself.
那么我看见他愿意向这样的祭司。
And we see he's willing to die for himself.
哎呀，我们闻到那股香气。
Then we can smell that sweet scent.
那么这是何等美的一件事情。
And how beautiful is this thing?
我的弟兄，我的姊妹，为了主的缘故，愿意放下自己，为了向自己死。
When a sister or a brother or a sister is willing to die to himself.
这是何等美的一件事情，何等样的香气啊！
And how beautiful is this? What a sweet smell that is.
当我闻到这个香气的时候。
And when we smell this aroma,
那我也要死。
We say to ourselves, we want to die as well.
像这个人就死的香气叫他死。
Because just like this aroma of death leading to death.
我们都是看见弟兄或姊妹，他愿意摆下自己，向世界死的时候，我们也受感动，我们也受影响，我们愿意把自己摆下来。
When we see a brother or sister willing to lay down their own lives, we ourselves want to lay down our lives as well. This is the aroma of death. And also it says here, the aroma of life leading to life. And so this process of death is not just to die, but also it's bringing about life. When this inner life comes out, then it exudes this, this aroma, the sweet aroma. And this thing should, one should be, seems very sufferable. But why are you so joyful? For this matter, you should be having a lot of anxiety. But why do you have such hope? When something happens, the normal response would be to have revenge, but why do you have such compassion for kindness? How does this accomplish? This is an aroma. Because we ought to truly live out this glory of the Lord and His ways. And when we can live out this new life, then we will say, we want to live in such a way as well. Because my difficulties cannot be compared to your difficulties. Because in your difficulties, you can still be joyful. Then what is my difficulty? How come I cannot be joyful? I want to be joyful before the Lord. Even when someone treats you unjustly or misunderstands you, yet you are still full of joy. Then what is one's a slight misunderstanding of someone towards me? I also want to live with this heavenly joy. I want to also live in this heavenly overcoming condition.
那么几个上一次黄弟兄的那个交通的时候，他说在台湾有个姊妹在那聚会，他在那里的聚会就非常的稳安稳。
So last time, and Brother Huan sharing, he mentioned a sister in Taiwan who lived there.
那么我也听说在上海聚会的时候，有个姊妹，你到她住的这个地方去的时候，完全不一样。
There's also a sister in Shanghai that when you go to her place, it's a completely different
feeling.那有些人抱了很多的一些埋怨、一些苦读来到这面前的时候，还没有讲话，就发觉这个姊妹这样子像个猪死，然后因为他自然就摆下来了，把自己摆下来。When
one approaches this sister with feelings of complaint or feelings of dissatisfaction, when they see how this sister is so satisfied in the Lord, they themselves are willing to die for themselves. And even with worries and anxieties before the Lord, the sister has so much joy. And so this is an aroma to one from death to death, and to the other an aroma from life to life. Pay attention to the English translation.
那么这里呢，有两种不同的翻译。There
are two different translations for this.
New King James 跟 NIV 跟中文的翻译是一样的。The
New King James and NIV has the same and the Chinese version has the same.
但是呢，NASB 跟那个杨成的老师，他是用另外一种翻译的。But
NASB, ESB, and YLT has a different translation.
他们是，aroma from death to death, life. Aroma from life to life, 是吧？它是一个香气呢，是从死到死；一个香气从活到活。
It's an aroma from death to death and an aroma from life to life.
我们可以解释说是从我的死变带进你的死，我的活带进你的活，可以这么解释。
You can say that is our death to your death, our life to your life.
但是我在想呢，罗马书第一章里头啊，它那里也有历史的经文，给我这个很好的。
But I think in Romans chapter 1, there's something there that we can read to help us understand this better. Romans 1:17, for in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, that is, is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
From faith to faith, 本于信是福音所要的事情，那是什么呢
？What is the gospel supposed to reveal?
神的福音固然是启明神的爱，他爱死人。
Indeed, it reveals the love of God that loves man.
福音首先要显明的是神的公义。
But the gospel is also to reveal the righteousness of God.
如果不是神的公义像高山无法的及的话，可及的话，他不需要你的预备福音。
If the righteousness of God is not like one that amounts that cannot climb, then the gospel would not be needed.
神的公义像高山一样，没有人能达得到，唯有借着信才能达到这样的这样的意义。
The righteousness of God is like this high mountain which we cannot reach, but only by faith can be attained.
我们是相信神称我们为义。
And we also believe that we are justified by God.
我们不是义人，但是因为我们相信主的缘故，是把义算在我们头上。
We are not righteous, but because of our faith, God counts us as righteous.
这个义呢，这是本于信，以至于信。
And so this faith is from faith to faith.
那么，啊，这个义呢，不单单只是，我当我们在读这句话的时候，常常把它重点放在信上面，所以我的信心要。在信上增长，本于信，我们以至于需要信上增长啊。
And so when we read this, the emphasis is placed on this matter of faith, where we say by faith we continue to grow.
确实，我们信心是要肯定要增长。
And indeed, our faith does need to grow.
但是这个主持是神的义。
But the subject here is the righteousness of God.
他告诉我们呢，这个义是怎么样得着的
？And he shows us how this righteousness of God is shown.
这个义呢，是当首先当我们信主的这当天，神就把义加给我们。
Is that the day we believe, God computes to us His righteousness. But the gospel does not stop there. It says that we need to continue in faith. And through the growing of this faith, this righteousness then dwells in us. And so that we also not only have righteousness because of faith, but we also need to have faith to result in righteousness.
神呢，不单是神，不只停在把义算给我们算给义人。
God doesn't just stop as counting us as righteous.
神要把我们做成一个义人。
He wants to mold us into a righteous person. He wants the righteousness to be the fact of life in our lives, not just a position. And so we are to grow in faith. So not only is then this righteousness on the exterior, but also within us as well.
So the translation
And so he says, the righteous man shall live by faith.
是义人，他要活在信心里头。
So this righteous person lives in this faith.
所以他不但可以称义，只要成义，只要把义住在他里头。
So not only is he counted as righteous, but it is to result in this righteousness.
我在这个当中，你像我后来看的这几圣经。
And so in this, with this light, we come back to that passage.
他们这个相信呢，是。本于死，以至于死。
He says that this aroma is from death to death.
这个香气不是你在一时死了，它就香气一直在那里发出来。
And so this aroma is not only it's not exuded from just a one-time death.
如果我们看见一个在弟兄和姊妹，他今天真的像这就死了，那么把自己摆下来，我们心中感谢神。
And we give thanks to God when we see a brother or sister lay down their lives. But if that same brother or sister encounters something the next day and
come out,
or maybe if you see this envy and strife come out again, then we will have this question in ourselves. Was that death, the dying to self, real? Will that aroma last? So we see that this aroma comes out from a constant dying. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 says, I die daily. He does not just die once. But he dies so that he can exude this aroma. And this aroma is only comes out because he dies daily. Because every day he dies to himself. Then he can exude the sweet aroma of Christ. The Lord also says that for one to be a disciple, that person needs to take up his cross daily. The cross is not something we pick up today, put down tomorrow, pick up the day after, and put down the day after that. But the cross is to be taken up daily, and daily we need to die to ourselves. Only then does aroma come out. Living is the same. This aroma from life to life is also can only be shared when one constantly lives out the life of Christ
within.
If in a matter today that there is something that's supposed to cause me sadness, yet I find destroyed, then give thanks to the Lord. But if tomorrow I find out that the company is laying me off, then will I return back
to
the when all these different things come about us, people may put a question mark on our response to things. And so this aroma from life to life, this is also to be diffused through the daily living of Christ's life. So daily when we die for ourselves and daily when we live the life of Christ, then this aroma will come out. And so who is this aroma being shared with? On one hand, it is to those who are being saved and also to those who are perishing. Amongst brothers and sisters, we often share this aroma with each other as we encourage one another to keep going. Today, your aroma of death causes me to also want to die to myself. Tomorrow, my aroma of life causes you to also want to live life. And this is also the same to those who do not believe. When one comes into the house of God, they see that there is no one who is striving for themselves. There is no one who is doing things for their own benefit. They see the peace and the rest in each person. And they smell this aroma of Christ.
他们愿意借谦卑，他们愿意说我算什么，我实在是个罪人，我需要这些这基督耶稣基督做我的救主。
And this causes them to be humble because they say, who am I that they also need Christ?
看到基督徒身上来的喜乐、他平安、属天的香气，我也要，我也要活着的是，活出，我也要，这样的信仰。
They see the aroma of Christ and they say, I also want to have this faith and experience this life.
这个香气呢是在人之间发出来。
And so this aroma comes out from man.
那这个题目呢，他说的，他是在。他说我们在神面前。
But he says earlier that, that we are before God.
那么不论在得救的人身上、灭亡身上都有基督馨香气，在神的面前。
He says, for we are fragrant of Christ to God.
啊，那么都所有的英文翻译翻的是向着神去的，这个香气。更主要的是向着神所发出来的香气。
And so in an English translation, you see that this aroma is being shared to God as well.
罗马书他说的，我们要献上活祭。
Romans says that we need to present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
因为这是神所喜悦的。
Because this is holy and pleasing to God.
什么叫做活祭
？What is a living sacrifice?
当然，表面的意思就是我们现在活着，所以我们还要把自己先生献上，我们是一个活祭。
On one hand, one needs to be alive and presented. That's a living sacrifice.
新约说呢，这个祭呢，必须是有生命的人才能够献给上帝。没有没有生命是献给上帝。
And the sacrifice also needs to have the life of Christ, because if it is not alive, then it cannot be offered.
那么再往深处一点想的话
，And if we think about this even deeper,
这个活祭呢，它一定要死，它才是祭。
And the sacrifice entails death.
但是它也是活的。它有生命的，它是活的。
But it's a living sacrifice, so it has life.
所以呢，它这个献这个祭呢，一面它有死，它一面它有活。
So this living sacrifice entails both death and life.
那么这个死，这个活，它会发出香气。
And this death and life brings about.
这是神所喜悦的。
And this is what's pleasing to God.
这今天他们献献祭的时候啊，这燔祭是要把全羊献在坛上面的。
And in Leviticus we see that this offering was made on the altar as a sacrifice, a sweet aroma.
每一个祭物献上的时候都会发出那个香气。
And each sacrifice offers up the sweet aroma to
the Lord. 那么这个香气是向谁发出来的
？And who is the sweet aroma to?
它是向着神发出来，讨神的喜悦。
It is the sweet aroma to the Lord to be pleasing to Him.
当我们在神面前，我们靠着神恩典。能够在人间发出香气的时候
，When we are before God, we share this aroma with one another.
第一个我们喜悦的是我们神他自己。
The first one to be pleased by this aroma is God Himself.
我们是为了神的缘故，我们发出他的香气来。
And it's because of God we share this aroma.
讨神的喜悦，叫神的欢心。
To be pleasing to Him, to satisfy His heart.
那么这个祭呢？这个香气呢？人怎么闻得到
？And so this fragrance, how's it to be smelled?
我怎么闻得到我的弟兄或我的姊妹身上的香气
？How do I smell the aroma from my brother or my sister?
当然，有些人就是非正常生命非常丰富，他住在那，他就是香气。
And of course, in some brothers and sisters, their life is so abundant that even just by sitting there, you can smell the aroma.
但是大部分的时候呢，我们闻到它都是借着我们说话，对不对？
Well, more often than not, we smell this aroma through the words we share.
借着说话，我们说这是发出香气，死的香气，发出活的香气。
Through speaking, we smell this aroma of death or this aroma of life.
四十几他说呢，我们不像那许多人为利混乱传道，乃是因为诚实，由于神在神面前凭着基督讲道。
Verse 17 says, "For we are not like men peddling the word of God, but as from sincerity, but as from God." We speak in Christ instead of God.
嗯，中文翻讲道。
Chinese says preach.
那么其实就是 speak， 就是说话。
But in English, you see that it's just a
speech. 说讲道是我们讲道是我们说话的很小很小的一部分，对不对
？And then when we say speaking, it's seems something else is.
我们天天说话。
Because we speak every day.
那么在说话当中呢？我们显出我们是什么样的一个人。
And through our words, we show the type of person that we are.
我们心中所思的， 我们就口里就发出来。
Because that which is in our hearts comes out of our mouth.
当我们在说话的时候，显出我们面上属实的。
And so, when we speak, we reveal who we are.
当我们说话的时候，别人就会闻到那个死的香气，就会闻到那个活的香气。
And so we speak, people can then smell the aroma of death and the aroma of life.
但是这个话呢，还不是从普通的家常闲聊，也包括了。
And so speaking now includes this normal conversation.
但是主要还是说，当我们在生活当中有说到神的话的时候。
But it's also when we speak retaining the word of God.
我们要非常的谨慎。
Then we need to be very careful.
他说有些人是未必混乱神的道。
Some people says here that some are peddling the word of God.
Peddling 呢，就是说你像一个小贩一样的啊，连机叫卖神的话。
Peddling as like as if you were on the street trying to gain.Your own benefit. If you like hearing this, then I'll share
it
with you. If you like hearing something else, I'll share that with you. And so, why were the false prophets so warmly welcomed? Because they said the things that man wanted to hear. So these are the people who are peddling the word of God. But how are we to speak? So there are two froms and two ins. So one is from sincerity. Speak in truth.
那么 sincerity 也好确实也好，你那个里面真实，你是什么，你就说什么。
And so, whether sincerity and truth, whatever is real within you, that's what you say.
是就说是，不是就说不是。如果多说，就是出于要问的。
Let yet your yeses be yeses, your noes be noes. Anything else is evil.
很多时候我们不敢说真话，因为怕付代价。
Oftentimes we are afraid to speak the truth because we think there is a cost. You may think that the timing is not right or the situation is not. But only when we speak from sincerity can this life of God be shown forth.
神直接在我里面感觉是什么我就说什么
whatever it is the feeling that God has placed in my heart that is what I will speak on
是出于真实的 是没有虚伪的
so it is from sincerity there is nothing fake about it
同时呢它是由于神是出于神的
but it is also it says but ask from God
每天早晨我们起来第一个祷告的事情就是应该说主把这一天交在你的手里来
Each morning when we wake up, our prayer should be that, to the Lord should be that, Lord, we give you our day. Watch over my mouth that I do not speak. Watch over my heart that I do not stray away from your way. Before bed, we pray once more. Lord, have the words I've spoken today, have they been pleasing to you?Then you'll say, How is it that I said those words today? And when we reflect on the things we say, we may come to realize that there are things that we say that we know do not come from ourselves, but can only come from God. And these words are what God has placed in our hearts to share.
这话是出于神。
And so these words are from God.
但是他们在两个在里头。
And then he also says that there are two ins.
第一个是在基督里头 ，in Christ.
We speak in Christ.
那么我们的这些话呢，是出于神的。神把我们，因为我们住在基督里头，所以我们说话知道怎么样说话。
And so these words are from God, and because we speak them in Christ, then we know how to say those words.
如果我们常常住在基督里头，
if we abide in Christ,
很自然就能够说出主要我们所说的 或者是像个极死的话，或者像神活的话。
And then naturally we will be able to say the words we ought to say, whether it is to, from death to death or from life to life.
那么神在基督里头，把他要我们说的话，我们能说的话，都赐给我们。
And God has given to us the words to say in Christ.
那么他说呢，另外呢是在神面前。In the sight of God, 在神的眼光之中说话。
And the other end is in the sight of God.
那每次说话的时候，就是知道，神或者是说话的时候，神在看。
When we speak, we ought to have this understanding that God sees us.
只是呢，到了那一日哈，每一个人说的话都要在经台上供出来。
The Lord has said that on that day, we will give account of every word that we speak. What type of words?
它是一些闲话，一些不经心的话，都要在神面前供出来。
He says that there are idle words, words without value that need to be brought before God for judgment.
我们以为这是一个普通话，一个闲话。
We thought that this was just an idle word that didn't have much significance.
很多时候就是这个不经心的话，让人得帮助。
But it is oftentimes that those words impact those around us.
也很多时候，这些不信心的话，说我有口无心的，你有口无心的，可是你得罪人了，你伤了人。
And there are times where we might not mean something, but those words negatively impact.
就算是有口无心，神也要算账的。
So even if we were not intentional with those words, those words.
所以我们说话的时候呢，要提醒我们说，这是在神面前说话。
And so when we speak, we need to understand that we are speaking in the sight of God.
这样子说话呢，蒙神喜悦，显出基督的荣耀来。
Only when we speak in such a way that can be pleasing to God, that it shows the glory of Christ.
当我们听到这些话的时候，
and when we hear these words,
这是保罗他自己的经历。
And this is Paul's own experience.
他是非常真实的面前或者或光景。
And this is the condition we live before God.
那么我们的感觉是什么呢？
What is our feeling?
我们说我说了多少不该说的话。
And we'll say we have said so many things we have not ought to say.
别人闻到我身上的是基督的香气呢，还是我肉体的臭气？
When people smell my aroma, is it the sweet aroma of Christ or is it the stench of our flesh?
多少时候我们回在懊悔，因为我们做的事不是说的话。
Oftentimes we regret the things we say. And some of these words are too difficult. If we have this feeling, then we have the same feeling as Paul. He says, who is adequate for these things? Who can do these things? Who can share the sweet aroma of Christ to others by themselves? There is no one who can.
谁能当得起呢？
Who is adequate?
我们现在如果有香气的话，
If we have this aroma,
我们自己是绝对闻不到的。
We ourselves will not be able to smell it.
如果我们闻得到自己身上的香气的话，
If we are able to smell our own aroma,
这很可能是不真实的。
It is very probable that that is not real.
当一个人他在那里坐在那里在那里说话，发出基督馨香之气的时候，
When someone is sitting there speaking, we smell this aroma.
旁边的人闻得到。
Those around that person may smell it.
神闻得到。
God can smell it.
他自己却闻不到。
But he himself.
他自己绝对不知道他自己在发出香气。
He himself does not notice his
own coming out. 不需要担心我们自己身上发出什么香气。
So we do not need to worry about the aroma that we are sharing. Because you will not be able to smell the sweet aroma from yourself, you can only smell the stench. The sweet aroma does not come out from ourselves. It's not like this perfume that you put on that other people can smell, you can smell it too. That you yourself cannot smell your own aroma. This is the work of God. And so the only thing that we need to do
And
when we realize every day we are in this warfare, warfare in big matters and small matters, all we need to see is that God leads us in triumph. God leads us in triumph. And the only thing we need to do
is
to hold on tightly onto the Lord. Hold on tightly to our God. Do not rely on ourselves. That God will do what He needs to do. Who is adequate for these things? This is God Himself. The only thing we need to do is that with the faith that God has given to us, believe that this is what God wants
to
do, and this is what God wants to do. He wants to see His children grow, in faith
growing.
He wants to see people grow up to the fullness of the stature of Christ. He wants to see His children spread this sweet aroma. When we live like this before God, God will lead us on this way. And God will do His own work. And even when we are unfaithful, we know that He is faithful. And He is faithful to bring these things to pass. He will mold us to conform to the image of His Son and spread His Son's sweet aroma. This is the grace of God, and this is our hope. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank You and praise You. Because You are always leading us in triumph in Christ. And You also lead us to spread the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him in every place. So to teach us, give us faith. That every day we can abide in the Lord, to know more of Christ, to experience more of His resurrection
power,
to receive this abundance in Him, so that we may indeed uphold what You have given to us in Christ, that we may live an overcoming life, to shout victory over the enemy, to proclaim victory over the world, to proclaim victory over our flesh. We pray this in the Lord's name.
Amen. Amen.